Today's program has been brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, eatwisconsincheese.com.
Hi, this is Celia Kutcher, host of Animal Instinct, and you are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Pizza Party. I'm your host, Talia Ralph. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from none other than Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn, in wafting distance from some of New York's best pizza. We actually got our piping hot pizza in the studio right now, not to make our phone guest and all of you listeners jealous, but we're about to get into some delicious Roberta's Pizza and some delicious pizza fashion. So, as you all probably know, it's Halloween tomorrow. And for those of you listening who are on your last-minute frantic costume hunts, I would highly suggest a pizza-themed ensemble, because nobody ever rolled their eyes at someone who shows up at a Halloween party at midnight with a stack of cheese pizzas and says that their costume is pizza delivery person or I'm a stack of cheese pizzas. Am I right? I personally have put some advanced thought into my costume, which hasn't happened since my mom made me a giant pizza slice sandwich board style costume in the fourth grade. And I'm going to revisit my pizza costume days, which may come as no surprise to all of you. Our show today isn't quite about Halloween costumes per se. It's more about the general concept of wearing pizza on your body, but of course, is Halloween appropriate? Yes, that's right. You are listening to Pizza Party's official pizza fashion episode. Capital letters on all of those. So, as you know, the beauty of this is that oftentimes couture and costumes aren't all that far apart. So we've seen our fair share of pizza fashion this decade, and it's been building to the point we're at now where, you know, I think it's pretty mainstream, but we'll get into it with our guests in just a minute. Some pizza fashion highlights include designer Jeremy Scott, who included a floor-length pizza blanket dress as the final look of a 2006 ready-to-wear collection he called Food Fight. We also, of course, have the pizza onesie worn by both Katy Perry and Cara Delevingne. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Delevingne. Yeah. And, you know, they wore those to face the crush of airport paparazzi, which proves the point that we discussed a couple weeks ago, that pizza is infinitely photogenic. And, of course, who could forget Beyoncé's head-to-toe opening ceremony pizza ensemble earlier this year. But our guests today are infinitely more equipped to discuss the do's and don'ts of pizza fashion than I am, whether you're going to be rocking it tomorrow night or on a regular non-costume day. I'm thrilled to welcome Allison P. Davis, an associate editor at New York Magazine and a writer for their fashion blog, The Cut, to the studio, though I almost like her Twitter bio better, in which you call yourself a professional infovore focusing on culture, sex, psychology, a couple other things, and last but not least, pizza. We also have Kobe Gerstner, the marketing director for Beloved, the internet's leading purveyor of print-to-order food-related items. I'm just making that up, Kobe, but I think that's accurate from my anecdotal evidence. And you're on the line from Utah, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great.
Provo, Utah.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
So what are you guys dressing up for Halloween? And have either of you ever attempted a pizza-related ensemble?
Yeah, I did the whole cannibal costume a few years ago where I was dressed as a slice of pizza, eating a slice of pizza. So it was many layers. But this year I'm going as Thelma post-crash of Thelma and Louise.
Oh, nice. Dark, yeah. What about you, Kobe?
This is going to sound super lame, but I'm going as Alfalfa from Little Rascals.
That is not lame. That's one of my favorite movies, and I think that's great. Do you have the hair to do the little stuck-up?
Yeah.
Boing. I don't even know how to describe his hairdo. Please don't introduce that by saying it's lame ever again. That's a great film.
Let's just call that hairstyle the boing from now on.
Yeah, Alfalfa's the boing. That's the next big hit in the fashion world. We'll get Allison's feedback on that. So what about pizza fashion? Have either of you jumped on that bandwagon? I don't know if you wear the Beloved pizza stuff, Kobe or Allison.
Oh, yeah, so we have these, I love the pizza fashion, but we have these shoes, and it's like a prototype that we did, and they're pepperoni pizza, and I like to wear sandals a lot to work. So when I get there, it's a warehouse, and we have a lot of room for skateboarding, so I always put the pizza shoes on to skateboard.
For work skateboarding.
I frequent the pizza fashion.
I haven't quite made the dive, but I've been coveting pizza sneakers for the better part of 3 months, and that Beyonce outfit is like my dream.
Yeah.
And I probably will wear the Jeremy Scott dress to my wedding, if possible.
Yeah, we got to track that down. I wonder, it's probably like almost vintage at this point. Totally. Give it another 2 years, it's like 10 years old. It's crazy. So Allison, back in September, you wrote an amazing post for The Cut titled "The Chicest New Trend is Pizza." And I'm wondering when you first noticed the pizza trend and then what inspired you to write that piece. If there was like a lag time or it was sort of like an instant, this is happening, I need to write about this.
Yeah, well, I'm a big... I deep dive into the internet almost daily, so I think for a few months I'd been noticing fun tumblers that were dedicated to pizza and like these weird Twitter accounts that would pop up dedicated to the love of pizza and then disappear. And then there was a sweatshirt that sold out that said Kate Moss and some pizza slices, and it was like, it makes no sense, but people loved it. And then for Fashion Week this year, Charlotte Ronson's invitation was an actual pizza that came delivered to our office, piping hot. Well, supposedly piping hot, kind of cold by the time I got to it, but still delicious. And I was like, if this somewhat mainstream designer is sending out pizza invitations with like a hand messenger, there's something here that people are paying attention to, and that would be pizza. So that's cool. What inspired me.
Were those, I saw those pizza boxes, was she also selling them like as a pop-up at Fashion Week, or it was just her clever invitation with like her logo on the box?
Yeah, so it was the invitation, but then at this like sexy model friendly meatpacking district restaurant called Asselina, she was selling her boxes. So you could get the boxes. I don't know if people were eating the pizza.
I hope the fashion people were eating the pizza. Yeah. That idea makes me happy, and we have a fashion person very much eating pizza in the studio right now. Totally. So you know, they like their food also. We will post the piece on Facebook and Twitter after the show, but for our listeners who maybe haven't read it, can you maybe loosely trace the rise of pizza clothing as you saw it and sort of outlined it?
Yeah, sure. So I first kind of got hip to it from this social, this Twitter account called Pizza Minotti, and they would tweet these things like pizza is my bae, or like t-shirts with funny pizza sayings, and all of a sudden they disappeared. Which I don't understand. I want to know where you guys are.
We'll find them. We'll find them for you, Allison.
But then I noticed some kind of like indie designers, and also like Forever 21, the kind of brands that are inspired by Tumblr and Twitter and weird stuff like that, were selling pizza printed things like what Beyonce wore, or like kind of cheap t-shirts with funny pizza sayings that anyone could get from Forever 21. And then kind of the cool streetwear kids started wearing them, and then I saw the beloved onesie on Katy Perry, and so from there it kind of hit more mainstream media when bigger celebs started sporting it for various reasons. Cara Delevingne maybe was wearing it for airport in Camino.
Yeah, I think she like touched down in London.
But
in
like,
it.
Why would you think that people aren't going to notice you right. in a pizza onesie? But it got everyone's attention, and I think has ignited this like even deeper love of pizza, and you just want to rep it like it's your favorite sports team or something.
I mean, I do that. So Kobe, can you tell us about Beloved, how it started, sort of where the pizza print was introduced, and maybe how you feel about these celebrities wearing your pizza print onesie and other pizza items?
Yeah, so we started about 2 years ago, and the owner is Jeremiah Robinson. He had an idea. We play on an indoor soccer team together, so he just had this idea, like, what if our soccer jerseys were kind of these all-over print, like, food items? So whether it's, like, pizza or pancakes or pickles or something, just kind of the irony there where, like, it would be so weird, first of all, but second of all, like, it would make the other team hungry kind of thing joke.
Little so, tactic.
Yeah, so it started out like that, just kind of as a joke, and then he started looking into it and got some samples made, and then just started making crew necks. And pizza was one of the obvious choices for one of the first few designs, and we started out with just a pepperoni pizza crew neck, and it's always been kind of a staple from what we've done, and as we've gained some more notoriety and been in the press, and people have seen it, other celebrities started getting interested in it. And so I don't know. I think it was kind of fate, I guess. So how Katy Perry found it. There's a guy who's called Pizza Man, Official Pizza Man on Instagram, and his whole account is just him in one of our onesies, and he just wears it zipped all the way up to his face.
Oh, my
and
God, he's a hero.
Amazing.
Yeah, he is a hero. That's the thing. It's like he's become like this underground hero to people where just all the comments are like, oh, my gosh, like, just kind of fawning over this guy. So he does all sorts of things, like goes to the Miami Heat basketball game and like goes in into the Caribbean. He's in Miami, so he like went on some trip down into the Caribbean and just like does crazy things like that. And someone connected with Katy Perry saw that and reached out to us. And so instantly we fangirled for a little, but then we sent her a blanket and a onesie, pepperoni pizza, and we got packaging made that was like a pizza box and sent it to her.
Wow.
And she wore it, and we just like, and it was awesome. Like, she wore it on like, maybe I think it was like an Instagram post, like all the way up to her face with some guy. But then like when she wore it in Philadelphia at the Rocky Steps is when it really blew up, and it was like everywhere, like all these different places were writing about it. And so we were just really pumped about that, and since then, that's been our highest-selling item in the store. But, like, having pizza-related things has always made sense to us because it's just been a part of our life, and like everyone else, like, it's always present, and, like, no matter what stage of your life, like, mm-hmm. pizza is there. So, like, the fact that it's becoming this cultural phenomenon and we're able to add something to that discussion has been pretty cool for us.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That was really touching.
Yeah, we're both tearing up over here. So this is a question for both of you. I mean, you sort of touched on what I like to get into about pizza is, like, why do people care about it so much? We can get into more of that later. But in terms of the pizza clothing, who or what would you say started it? I mean, where's the origin point? Ooh. Obviously, for Beloved, it was the soccer team, which is like another great story.
Yeah.
But can you pinpoint like a time or place where this became more than a food and sort of like a pattern?
Man, that's a great question. I feel like it was so many things kind of colliding at once that it's hard to pinpoint, at least for me, one specific origin, because you have like the Tumblr accounts I mentioned, but also kind of higher-end, high-fashion designers being inspired by love of pizza or just love of being weird. So, I don't know, man. Just, like, it's a tough question.
It's hard on the internet. Yeah. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Can't really tell. What about you, Kobe?
Yeah, that is a really challenging question. I think it's just, like, when the internet catches hold of something and then it starts churning, like, it's so hard to say where it began, like you said, but I think that's pretty awesome how it works like that and the weird places it will go and how many different explorations into pizza we've seen and, like, the different, like, ways that people have expressed whatever, like, they've expressed through pizza, whether it be, like, designs or, like, different, like, pictures and stuff like that. So I just think it's so, like, I love when the internet catches hold of something like this and just goes wild with it because it takes it to places and levels you never thought.
Yeah. And as internet obsessions go, like, pizza's riding a pretty long wave. I don't know, Allison, you know way better than I do, but I used to work on the internets and news, and it usually is like a 48-hour cycle, you know, maybe a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But pizza's on like at least a 6-month kick, if not longer.
I think it's going to keep going. Andrew WK, he writes like an advice column for the Village Voice, and he had an entire one dedicated to pizza.
People
and
freaked out about that one.
I know. It's not going anywhere.
Pizza's here to stay. So we, on that note, are just going to take a quick break. We have a lot more pizza fashion and general pizza obsession to discuss. But before we do, here is our weekly pizza news brief. We are back after a couple week hiatus, but this week in pizza, cousins and rulers of the Artichoke Basil's pizza empire are hitting the small screen in December with their new cooking channel show Pizza Masters, debuts December 5th, in which they traverse the United States hunting for the best pizza, but also tacos and cupcakes and other things. You know, I'm a pizza purist. I wish they would just do all pizza all the time, but they are starting in LA, which is ambitious but a respectable move. So according to a piece out this week in Fast Company, pizza parties are actually the key to successful leadership. Jeff Bezos, who's the CEO of a little site you may have heard of called Amazon, uses something he calls the two pizza rule to put together his teams or staff his meetings. So according to the rule, you should limit your new team or, you know, staff meeting to as many people as can reasonably share two pizzas, no more, no less. So Bezos thinks that's about 5 to 8. But for those of you who don't like teamwork, you just might be a two pizza to yourself kind of eater. And that's fine. According to the Olympian, a pizza joint robber who has been making his way through the Washington state area struck again this week, taking 11 employees hostage and stealing about $1,000 in cash from the Pizza Time in Olympia. Though the employees were not harmed and were able to see his car, a beige Subaru, pull away, he has not yet been apprehended. So if anybody is listening from Seattle or Olympia, or the general Washington state area, keep your eyes peeled. So that is your pizza news brief of the week. We will be right back with more pizza fashion on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Talia Ralph, and you are listening to Pizza Party. You are listening to Gluten-Free Us by the Spiral Jetty Club.
This special program was brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
Welcome back to Pizza Party. I'm your host, Talia Ralph. We have Allison Davis of New York Magazine's The Cut and Kobe Gerstner in studio with us, talking pizza clothing in anticipation of Halloween. Thanks for hanging with us, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this. So, Allison, I don't know if you've noticed, like, it's not just pizza. I've also seen a lot of junk food style happening. Like, there's been the donuts, the french fries, American Apparel did that like print of all of them. Yeah. So I'm wondering if you think the pizza trend tracks with those other fast food junk food style, or if it's its own thing.
I'm gonna say pizza is its own thing just because it has such like longevity. Mm-hmm. Other designers kind of dabble with McDonald's, or I don't know, Jeremy Scott did the whole McDonald's line for Moschino, and I think that'll sell really well for a while, but people will kind of get over it. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about pizza that's like an enduring junk food that people love. And I've never heard anyone say, don't eat pizza, it's unhealthy. So,
yeah, I mean, it is a vegetable according to our current school nutrition standards. So we are all telling ourselves that this is a healthy thing to eat.
Right. So the cultural embrace is just so wide and intense.
So warm and fuzzy.
Stick around.
Mm-hmm. So this is a question for both of you. Who do you think has worn and or designed pizza best? Kobe, I know you're a little biased, but maybe you could pick your favorite wearer of Beloved. But what are some of your favorite highlights from this ongoing trend?
I totally am biased. I think that we've done a great job in how we've made pizza available and different things to wear, but one of my favorite things has been the pizza blanket that we've done. So I think, like, seeing people and just how, like, we have a hashtag on Instagram, and that's how we see, like, pictures of our customers.
What is it?
It's just Beloved Shirts. Mm-hmm. We also have another one called Beloved People, but we just encourage people to post under Beloved Shirts. And so, like, anytime they get their order, we send out, like a note in there just reminding them to post so that we can see, and then we just go through. And, like, that's the best part for me is just seeing so many different people wearing pizza-related stuff, you know, because mm-hmm. it's, like, I feel the excitement of it, but when I see other people doing it, it just amps that up. And, like, of course, it's cool to see, like, people like Katy Perry and Cara Delevingne wearing it, but I think, like, the most exciting thing for me is just to see, like, all these different people that we interact with through social media wearing our stuff and just getting excited about wearing it and just saying, like, oh, I wore this to school today and so many jaws dropped and things like that, and it's just, like, you can feel the excitement, so I think that's the coolest part for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the Beloved onesie, but I have to say my favorite pizza fashion moment was when Beyonce wore that Kiko Mitsuhara for opening ceremony mm-hmm. outfit. That was so good, especially because it was her vegan challenge period of her life. So like to wear pepperoni pizza mm-hmm. clothing was such a fun joke. And I was like, oh, look, Beyonce has a sense of humor and cute pepperoni dance. So,
She has it all. Where was she wearing that to? Do you know? The photo that you have is like she's getting into a car. But
yeah,
I feel like
she was leaving a vegan restaurant, which like makes me so happy.
She was just having a casual bite. She wasn't like walking the runway. So you actually end your piece with a prediction that the last half of 2014 will be dominated by two things, Beyonce and pizza.
Yes.
And I'm wondering how that prediction's been panning out for you. I think things, to me anyway, seem to have gone like a little quiet on the Beyonce front, but not the pizza front. I don't know. I mean, do you place bets on this? Do you have like a pool going?
Oh, yeah. I'm like betting my year salary on this. I think pizza is definitely going to be the winner. But Beyonce has like all these tricks up her sleeve. And I think she understands that the more she collaborates with pizza, the more popular she will be. Mm. So I expect more Beyonce pizza collabs coming.
Yeah. Although she is like getting into academia. Did you hear about that professor that's teaching a feminism class with Beyonce lyrics?
And Rihanna, too. It's Beyonce and Rihanna.
Yes.
Feminist theory.
Yeah. I took a religion class in undergrad it was an Eastern religion class, and my professor used Harry Potter very heavily in terms of, like, symbolism. Symbols that sort of popped up in both Eastern religions and Harry Potter. So, hey, whatever works. Undergrad kids, it's, like, tough to keep them focused. We need all the pizza fashion we can get. So question for both of you. I don't know if there are don'ts of pizza, but if you had to give like the do's and don'ts of wearing pizza, do you have any, or it's just like go for the gold? Mm. I need some advice. I'm hopefully going to be wearing head to toe pizza tomorrow night for Halloween. So what should I do?
I would just say if you're going to wear it, like eat pizza too. Don't use it as some weird sublimation where you're like, I love pizza. I cannot eat pizza. I will wear pizza. Mm-hmm. Like own it all.
Yes. How about you, Kobe?
Go for the gold. I agree. I think you just have to fully commit. If you're going to do it, you can't be shy.
Mm.
And maybe that is a way to stand out or express yourself and be shy at the same time. But I just think you got to rock it.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it.
Yeah. Although I bought two separate pieces of Beloved. I was going to go for the onesie. It was a little bit expensive. So I did the t-shirt and the leggings. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to mix them into my wardrobe afterwards. You know, like the t-shirt under a jean jacket. I'll let you know. I might be a little subtle with them just for like longevity wearing purposes. So Kobe, do you have a sense of how much pizza clothing you guys have sold? I know you said it's your top seller, but, do you like have any stats for the pizza prints?
Shoot, I'd have to look that up really quick. So maybe if you'd give me just a second, I could get some more solid stats for you.
Sure. But is it your biggest seller in your food category? Because you guys have a lot of food prints. I think anything I could think of. You said sushi, right?
I actually have a sushi phone case on my phone right now that we made. That's the thing. That's what we love so much about like our business is that we just anything that we like or enjoy, we've been able to make prints of. So pizza definitely has been the top seller. Another seller would be the burger. We have a hamburger print that we do, and also Just some other random like food ones, like the pancakes, have been really popular as well. But pizza definitely trumps everything.
Yeah, well, according to the New York Times, the upshot a few months ago when I was conceiving of Pizza Party, they did a piece that said that they sort of looked data-wise at like the most commonly used words when they were writing about fast food, and the burger has been like steadily on the decline, and pizza has actually been their most used term for a while. Yeah, and it's rivaled only by tacos, which is interesting. So like a little bit of a snapshot into how, you know, American culture is changing, and like with it, fast food. Like, I just thought that was fascinating, but like, burger is losing out. Like, people do feel very strongly about burgers as they do about pizza, but it's just like not the same force, you know. Have you been able to pull those up, Kobe, or should we just move on to more philosophical questions?
Let's move on to some more philosophical questions.
Well, I mean
more interesting.
You started it, but I was saying to Allison, I always like to ask this question to all of my guests because you guys come from all over the pizza-loving spectrum. But I'm wondering why you think people are so obsessed with pizza, and then also how fashion allows people to express that obsession in a unique way. So if you need a minute to think about it, that's okay. But just sort of where this obsession comes from, why pizza, why this, you know, huge...
I have thoughts on that. If you want me to go first, I'd love to.
Yeah, no, I want to hear yours.
Yeah.
You're
a pizza poet.
So I just think that it the ability to wear pizza is something that people have really never seen before, right? Until like 10 years ago, I guess, the Jeremy Scott dress. But just the thought of being able to wear like a greasy pepperoni pizza shirt is something that, one, is new, but two, is like, oh, like that totally makes sense with who I am, because one, like I said, you grow up as a kid in America and like tell me that you've never eaten pizza or never loved pizza or craved pizza or like wish that your mom or dad brought home more pizza.
So, yes. Like,
you grow up and it's just this kind of like elusive thing because like you don't get it as regularly as you'd like to, and then you become a teenager and an adult, and then you're your own person, and so you're able to go and do your own thing, and you can eat pizza every day if you want. And I think there have been times in my life when I've eaten pizza like 4 or 5 straight meals just because like you order a large pizza, and then that's what you eat for late night snack and breakfast, and then lunch, and then dinner the next day. So I think like the ability to express that like love for pizza, that, and maybe even subconscious to a point, but I think that that is really exciting. And that's what's so cool about fashion and the direction it's moved in, and is that there is that possibility to wear these things that you obsessed about, or like that you'd like create online, like you're creating these memes and different designs and things, and then they become a reality to wear, and it's cool. And like, I think that's another way of just expressing like who you are without like saying it. And I think that's one of the cool things about fashion. But it's just, so it's just, to summarize, it's just something that's new that people haven't been able to do before, and it just makes a lot of sense because it's something that's so ingrained in our lives and our culture. So,
Yeah, and a certain amount of nostalgia, right, is what you're getting at. Sort of just like unbridled childhood excitement. I actually, I love, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the Senate race, but there's a candidate in North Carolina that is a pizza delivery guy as his day job, and he has a great... quote that's just like, you know, I love my job because I'm the deliverer of joy and relief to like at least 20 families a night.
Hero.
Yeah, you are. You're totally hero. What about you, Allison? Have you had some time to...
I don't know. That was like the musings of a pizza philosopher. I don't know if I can follow up. I mean, from a fashion perspective, that's what fashion is there for, to help you express yourself, you know? So there's that nostalgia that we were talking about that people love to kind of tap into when they dress themselves, and also just your own obsessions or your cultural obsessions or things that you love. If you can wear it on your chest or your butt or whatever, like Beyonce, then why not? So and for me at least, pizza has always been a friend. It's like there at 4 a.m. It's there when I wake up the next morning. So, yes. You know, if I can express that love, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, I think I need to print cards and for people to be like card-carrying members of the Pizza Lovers Club. Like, do those exist?
I don't know. You're not going to be able to print enough.
Yeah, the following is large. Well, we are sadly out of time, but this has been another incredible episode of Pizza Party, broadcasting live on Heritage Radio. I'm looking forward to Halloween and to following the official Pizza Man and all the other pizza wearing humans of the world. I hope you guys both keep us posted on any and all original twists you see on this continuing trend. Thank you so much to Roberta's for supplying our on-air pizza this season, because pizza's great when you wear it, but it's extra great when you eat it. Thank you to my sponsor, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, the fine musicians of Pizza Party Bass for our intro song. You can find more from them at soundcloud.com/pizzapartybass. My wonderful engineer, Liz. And of course, all of you for listening. As usual, you can also find us on Stitcher and iTunes if you want to listen later, as well as on heritageradionetwork.org. We are just about at the end of pizza month also, so we should bid goodbye to this official celebration of pizza, but we will be continuing the celebration next week and through the end of December. So do join us. Please be safe and extra stylish on Halloween. Eat lots of late night pizza and send us your thoughts. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.